Anyway, let's catch up with this fella. He's back in the office. Great Simon Hill of Channel 10.
Thank you. Yeah. The snare drum needs tightening. I can hear that.
Can you?
Snare?
Yeah. It's a little bit loose there. Speaking of loose, what about the Channel 10 Christmas party? Hey, who are we sidling up to when we go to the Christmas party? Timmy Webster? Timmy Bailey?
Whoever the boss is that pays me.
Bro?
Yeah. Are you looking forward to like mingling with your new alumni?
Well, I've started to mingle a little bit already.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, the pandemic has not helped out. But, yeah, we've done a few games. Everybody's been great so far. And they're mad keen for the football, which they've got for the next 5 years. So it's great to be on board.
Oh, I love how he says they've got for the next 5 years.
We've got,
to say yes. Yeah. I'm set for five.
What have you signed?
No, I'm on a 2-year deal originally.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Initially.
So. Prove yourself.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
that's all we did here.
I'm on trial.
Yeah. You'll be rating point fours in no time.
Brilliant.
What's the fallout from the big loss to Japan, Simon?
Look, I think it was disappointing because, and this is only my opinion, I think a lot of people agree with me that I think Japan were there for the taking. Mm. This is not a vintage Japanese side. They've still got some very, very good players, as they proved the other night. But I thought that had Australia played to their maximum potential, which unfortunately they didn't, I thought they could have got a good result there. But hey-ho. It's not fatal. You know, they're still in a good position, but they've got a big game coming up next month now against Saudi Arabia, which is why we need that in Australia with fans.
We had a caller through yesterday, Linda. Linda from the Central Coast. Who I think she called
No, she's in Manly.
Oh, Manly. Sorry.
Grew up in
Northern Beaches.
Lizaro.
That's right.
Well,
Lismore.
Where's Lizaro?
Any other L's?
No.
Lithgow?
Yeah, Leighton. Now, she had asked us about Ryan Grant and felt that.
I think it was Lemire.
that
you keep going.
Arnie had done the wrong thing by keeping him off for so long. Was it anything to do with the yellow card situation?
No. I'll tell you what it was to do with. Ryan Grant was actually a bit proppy after the game against Oman. So
what does that mean?
It means he's, you know, he was fatigued.
Oh.
So he decided to go with Fran Karacic, which was a good option because Fran's a good player. Granty has been overseas for 2 months, I think, the best part of. He's been training in Scotland with Hibernian, where Martin Boyle plays. So he's had a fair bit of travel. He's been away from home for a long time. And, you know, 2 games in 5 days. And look, we know Ryan is a phenomenal athlete. If anybody can do it, he can.
Yeah.
But he was a bit fatigued. Similar story with Awa Mabil. That's why he didn't start as well. And also Martin Boyle was supposed to be a bit fatigued too. So I'm surprised he got through the majority of the game. But that was the reason.
So, Simon, moving forward, if we draw, if we play to draw for the next 4 games.
You can't play to draw.
Yeah, yes, you can. You can play to draw.
They won't.
No.
I'll tell you that.
If we did, if we drew every game from here on end, do we go through?
Without having the table and the calculator in my hands, I'm not 100% sure. But
we're playing for
they're in a good position still, but the crucial games, they've got 3 massive games still to play. One is the game against Japan at home, but the next fixture against Saudi Arabia at home, and then they've got to go to Saudi, be it Riyadh or Jeddah, and that'll be tough as well. The Saudis are a good side. It's really between the three nations for the top 2 spots,
right.
And whoever finishes third, of course, goes through the lottery of the playoffs. And we don't know yet who we'll cross over with. You know, these intercontinental playoffs. So you've got to get through the Asian playoff first if you finish third.
Mm.
And then you've got to go and play a team from either South America or North America or Europe, and they do that via a draw. So that hasn't happened yet. So it's possible, you know, if we finish third, and I hope that's not going to happen, but if they were to finish third, they could play Uruguay again or Colombia or somebody like that. So we want to avoid that if possible.
Now, if you play for draws, Fletch, it'd be no different to David Lloyd, your fellow countryman, talking
David
about the English
team.
Yes, Bumble.
Bumble.
He says they've picked a team of blockers, medium pacers and short finger spinners. You don't exactly need to be a student of the game to know how that ends in Australia. Good luck, lads.
Yeah, he's probably right. I don't think Bumble had a great record down under, though, did he?
No.
I don't think he made a lot of runs down here.
So,
it's a bit different to Lancashire weather.
Can I ask you this?
Yes.
Qatar 2022 World Cup. It is a dry country, is it?
Are you talking about alcohol? No, yeah. Not 100%.
Is there
it's very dry. But no, it's not dry in terms of alcohol. You can get booze, but it's all within controlled areas. So you've got to be in the hotel bars, which are sort of downstairs, or specific zones that I think they're going to set up.
Do you think they'll open it all up for the World Cup?
Not 100%, no. But there'll be areas where you can go and get a beer.
Simon, we were testing you. I said to Fletch, do you reckon Simon listens to us? He said, well, let's say he's on at 6 instead of 7. And sure enough.
Ding.
Yes, ding. Yes. So 7 o'clock tonight. Alex back in the house as well tonight.
He is.
Absolutely.
Yes. Sandra Sully, you need to have a beer with.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, because you've had a beer with her.
I had a whole flight with her to Perth, Pricey and I, which is fantastic. Anyway, Drive with Joel and Fletch, we're done.
Jessica
the
baton
gets handed to
Jessica
Sports
Rowe.
Day with Badge and Woogie Matthews. And then at 7 o'clock.
Cheers, boys. The Global Game.